This won't even be worth watching.
Hello, this is Optimus Solo, and welcome to the 96th chapter in our Powers of Grayskull series.
Didn't we already do this?
Deja vu. With me for this journey into the Masters of the Universe franchise, once again, take two, TFG and Mike. Hello.
So, we recorded this episode, folks. This is the whole reason, besides Kevin getting married to the love of his life and running a Thompson tail and everything else, which we will talk about in this episode later. We had this episode recorded. We actually have had this episode, episode 97 and episode 98, recorded. I just have to edit them. I went to edit 96 after 95 released so I could get it released when it was supposed to be. Episode 96, not where it's supposed to be. Not on my drive where I normally put it after. As soon as we're done recording, I don't even let Kevin off the Skype call yet. I'm like, let me just rename this, make sure I got it. Put it in the folder. Bam. As soon as it's in the folder, I'm like, okay, you can go do whatever housework or basement remodeling you want to do. Whatever. Like, and I thought I did that with 96. And I went to edit it like a week later. Go in the folder. There's nothing there. And Mike, there's nothing. There's nothing more that there's nothing more that I cannot stand is if recordings are not done and I have them ready to be edited, because I feel like I've not only wasted my time, I've wasted my friends' times, especially when interviews screw up. Oh my God. I feel so guilty and so like I have so like
it's basically Mike was like flog incompetent.
No, I was not like flog. I blame Slushhead. Slushhead did this.
Mike's a evil mutant. I can't do anything right.
Well, yeah, I can't do anything right, but I'm no mutant.
So we're going to give you the abridged version of this episode.
Exactly.
Because to heck if you think that I'm going to watch this. Actually, full disclosure, I've watched these episodes twice.
I refuse to watch them twice.
Well, I watched them once before we recorded the first time.
Right.
Then I watched them a second time because we were going to re-record at a different date.
Yeah.
That never happened.
Yep.
And I'm sorry, but I could not watch them a third time.
No. I was not going to have you watch them a third time.
And one thing that you need to know about the new adventures, if you haven't figured it out yet, if you haven't been along with the journey the whole way, if you're just like from some reason starting on episode 96, which I don't know why anybody would do that. But if you were doing that, these episodes are not something I like tuck away in an important place in my brain.
No.
Or my memory banks. Like it's one of those things that doesn't get saved to the hard drive. It just gets ejected from my head immediately. So I apologize if I don't comment too intelligently on these episodes, but I don't remember a whole lot of all of them, but I have some notes, and like I said, I did watch them twice, so hopefully I'll be able to say at least one or two things about each one.
Yeah.
They're not memorable.
No.
One episode was good.
I don't think any of them were good. Do you still have the original ratings that we gave?
You should. Yeah, I'd have to look for them. I have my ratings on this version. I'd have to look to see if I have one saved with both of ours. Sometimes I do that while we record, and sometimes before the wrap-up episode, I go back through and add all the ratings because I like to do extra work.
Why?
So, I don't know. And then this series, I was like confident that we weren't even going to do a wrap-up.
We're probably not.
So I wasn't taking a lot of time and saving our shitty ratings.
So this week we've got the new wizard in town, the Nemesis Within, and He-Fan, right?
Yep. So we hope you're ready because it's time to go back to space again.
Space.
The Final Frontier.
That movie is better than this cartoon series. Star Trek V is better than The New Adventures of He-Man. You heard it here first, folks.
Sounds like brainwashing to me.
All right, first up today is The New Wizard in Town, written by Jack Olesker, aired in the 90s.
Yeah.
So there's a new wizard in town. Mike, what did you think about this episode?
Where's Zagros when you really need him?
Right? I wanted to know why all of a sudden we had parrots and dinosaurs as pets.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you how bad this is, folks. People can say all they want negatively about Wikipedia or IMDb or whatever. If a cartoon series is so bad that after I don't even know. Okay, so this is so bad. A cartoon series is so bad that they only have the plot synopsis in IMDb for the first episode of the series, A New Beginning. The rest of them all say, know what this is about? Be the first one to add a plot on every single episode after The New Beginning.
Yeah, there were some sites that I found some, but the synopsis that I could find were poor at best. And then, like, the one site that had good ones had them for, like, the first maybe, I don't know, 15, 20 episodes, and then they stopped doing it too. So apparently that person didn't get through the whole series. So we're at least further along than that guy.
Yeah.
So, I didn't understand why all of a sudden in episode 40 of the show why some of these characters have dinosaur and parrot pets. So that didn't make a lot of sense to me. It was like they were trying to be like Thundercats, where they all of a sudden each have a bird or each have a little thing or something. Like, they're not Thundercats, Silverhawks, excuse me.
Yes.
And then the other thing I didn't understand in this episode, why make an imposter that has marks that you can distinguish from the person that they're trying to be impersonating?
I don't even know.
Like, that does, if you're making an imposter, the key is that you can't tell them apart.
Exactly.
Not that you can easily tell one from the other.
Yeah.
This episode was not good, Mike. I don't think we need to say too much about it. It's I have it as a 2 on my rating scale.
I don't even remember what I had it as.
Let's just say you agreed with me.
I probably had it as like a 1.5 point or something.
Yeah, I don't need this wizard in my town.
No.
That's the bottom line. There's nothing, you guys could be, I know you're all pining for more in-depth discussion and breakdown of this episode, but like all of the new adventures of He-Man, regardless of what anybody says on social media, there's really not that much to break down.
And the writing really isn't that great.
Can I go on a soapbox?
Sure.
Okay, I'm not to interrupt you, but you've made some social media posts in the past, I don't know, 2-3 months about a variety of things, like all of us do. I'm not trying to point out anything you're doing wrong or anything like that. I'm just saying you've made posts about, you know, when you see somebody posting about He-Man or Masters of the Universe or things related to this subject, you know, like a good publicist, you put our name out there and you talk about how we've recorded these episodes and we've reviewed all these episodes, et cetera, et cetera. And occasionally somebody chimes in with their comments on the Filmation He-Man or on She-Ra, or in some situations they make comments about the new adventures of He-Man. This is what I equate that to. Anybody who is commenting, there's two different types of people out there. All right. There's a very small minority like us, mm-hmm, who have actually taken the time to watch a crap ton of cartoon episodes. All right, not just He-Man. Like, we have watched a lot of cartoon episodes. Mm-hmm. Like, we have done episodic, either you, me, or both of us together. We've reviewed every single episode of the Mask series. We've recorded reviews and watched the episodes for every single, basically almost every single Transformers series out there, or at least a good majority of them. You know, we've reviewed every episode of He-Man. We've reviewed every episode of She-Ra. We have reviewed and watched in preparation for Tooncast episodes, probably, good God, like at least 500 episodes of cartoons, I'm guessing. That's just completely random. But I mean, we've recorded hundreds of episodes. And when we used to do it, you and I would each watch, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 episodes of whatever cartoon we were going to cover. Mm-hmm. Even though we weren't breaking down the individual episodes, we would watch that to refresh our memory. And the reason I bring that up is because there's the type of people like you and I who actually have watched 3, 4, 5 episodes of said cartoon and then commented on them. And then there's people that just have memories of their childhood and comment on cartoons as if their memories are accurate. That has to be the types of people that are commenting on the new adventures of He-Man in these social media posts.
Oh boy.
Because I've seen 4, 5, 6 different people throughout, you know, the last 3, 4, 5 months that have chimed in on New Adventures of He-Man and said stuff like the writing is good, the stories are good, different elements of the show are good, you know, and trying to qualify it as a series that was underappreciated or like a hidden gem or something of that nature. There is no possible way those people have watched those episodes recently.
the two people I will freely promote on this show and on this network and defend them, because they have been doing kind of the same thing we are James Etok and Dustin Mitrovic.
Mm-hmm.
Dusan Mitrovic. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name wrong, Dusan. James had posted back on, this is the Facebook post you're talking about, on September 5th of this year, the old Motu Shira Filmation shows had terrible story writing. This is a quote that someone said to him. But the moment you he says in regards to this quote, the moment you use the term story writing, you lose all credibility. Somebody said something about new adventures or something in these comments, and I decided to say, Kevin and I have been reviewing every Filmation episode for the past 6 years. She-Ra is hit and miss, and He-Man also has a few bad episodes here and there. However, there is nothing worse than the new adventures of He-Man. Even the 87 film is better than that. And there are, like, you know, 11 replies to this, yada, 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 yada. I had disagreed with James on, you know, he goes on to say that he loves New Adventures. While it is a departure, there is some wonderfully strong character writing throughout the series. I know this man, these two men, have gone through, because they, James, I believe, both of them actually, run the He-Man official YouTube channel, so I know they're, and James did the Filmation history book that I've been wanting to get us.
Right.
You know, so I'm not against these people at all.
I'm not against anybody like that. I can't understand how someone can watch these episodes and say that there's good character writing or good storytelling.
Yeah.
There's a few good episodes. I'm not saying there hasn't been episodes that we've rated, you know, 4, 4.5. I don't think I've given out a 5. I could be wrong.
If I give out a 5, somebody please bitch slap me.
But I've given 3.5, 4, 4.5.
Yeah, exactly.
I've given a majority of my mine have been like 2s, 2.5s. But
yeah.
But I just, outside of possibly some of the stuff with Skeletor as a character, I just don't see how any of these characters have changed from the beginning of the series until where we're at now. Skeletor has changed a little bit because he was an outsider, and then he's kind of weaseled his way in, and he's taken different steps to control things, etc. So there's been minor change in him, but the rest of the characters are the exact same as we saw them the first time. Right. They haven't changed that much. The stories haven't been that compelling. So I just, and that's has nothing to do with the god-awful visuals and animation, from my opinion. That's just a completely, that's just boils down to people's tastes. Like, I can't fault someone if you like a certain style of animation or if you don't. This is not for me, but that's not why I'm pooping on this series. I mean, I could deal with crappy animation, great animation, weird animation, as long as the story and the dialogue are good. And I just don't understand how someone can watch this stuff and say that there's good stories involved. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it either.
But you know, like for example, I equate that to like take me 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
maybe 10 years ago. I don't know. I don't, 10, 15 years ago, whatever. If you would have asked me about the Mask series, mm-hmm. I would be like, oh yeah, that was a great series. You know, based on my memories from my childhood, be like, oh yeah, that was a lot of fun. They had all the, you know, the cars and the vehicles that transformed into other types of vehicles. And there was a lot of, you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, I could have probably said good things about that series, but it would have been based on a false memory.
Right.
And then we watched the actual episodes and realized that there might be some nostalgia nuggets there, like things like, oh, I remember that car, or oh, I remember that character, that are like fun to experience.
Mm-hmm.
But the show wasn't written well.
Yeah. And
I would never say that.
Here's the problem I have with New Adventures. Besides, it's not what I grew up with. It's not He-Man to me. It's not this. It's not that. I can accept that it's a departure. I can accept that they're trying a new idea with the He-Man franchise, and that's fine. But Jack Olesker, I don't know the man, never met him, never interviewed him, nothing, not saying anything against him personally, but when there is one name for an entire series, like, I can't remember the last time you said an episode was written by somebody else other than Jack Olesker.
Well, we got a couple coming up today.
Okay, that's good, but I'm just saying, like, when one man writes the same plot over and over and over again, it's basically Mask with He-Man.
Yeah. I just don't understand how people can... I understand people can think, like, oh, this is good from my childhood. I don't understand how someone could watch this recently and say it holds up.
I don't know either.
Anyways, the two for me, I don't know. You are somewhere in that fine, similar range.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's take a quick break and come back with episode 41 thoughts.
Wake me when it's over. I'm going to get my beauty sleep.
All right, episode 41 today is Nemesis Within, The Nemesis Within, written by Sean Roche. I'm going to say R-O-C-H-E, Roche.
Yeah, it's Roche.
It's not Jack Olesker. That's the important part.
The only reason why I know it's Roche is because Nick Roche, who is... Transformers writer. That's the same. Gotcha. It's spelled the same way. So, well,
interesting that there's another Roach writes Transformers, and this guy has a episode titled "The Nemesis Within." And not only that, but this episode features a mini Skylynx. So if you missed it, go back and don't go back and watch this episode. But there is like a mini Skylynx in this episode, which was pretty cool. I also thought it was real funny that the mutants were pretending to be good guys while they played.
Yep, that was funny.
So I thought that was cool. And unlike the new wizard in town, this actually had an interesting wizard angle, because they had like a three wizard angle in this episode that I appreciated. Do you know what the only thing I didn't appreciate about this episode, Mike? And this is not going to surprise you. You're not going to be able to guess it, but it'll line up with a lot of other things I bitch and complain about from cartoons.
The single line, tier?
No, it's equivalent to the single tier, but there's a line in here that says, "True power comes from having friends."
Yeah.
Sorry, that made me vomit in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
What about you? What do you think about the Nemesis line? That was my only complaint about this entire episode.
Yeah, that line... It is like saying, you know, Bert and Ernie have been gay for the last 40 years. Anyway, sorry.
You're just going to get hate mail now.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Direct all comments to @TFG1Mike.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I'm... Okay, I need to...
You dug yourself a hole and you're not going to be able to get out of it.
So, I don't know, from what I remember of this episode, I somewhat liked it. It was better than A New Wizard in Town.
This is actually one of my favorite episodes of the series.
Oh, wow. Cool. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, and I don't know if it has to do with a break from Jack Olesker. No offense, Mr. Olesker. But it was new blood. It was some fun stuff happening, some humor happening. So I actually liked this episode. I don't know if we're... going to end up actually doing a top 10 episodes from this series. I hope not.
Probably not. No.
But this would probably be in there. I mean, I'm at like the 4.5 range actually on this one. It's damn near a 5 if it wasn't for that cheesy line and a couple other things in there. So I actually enjoyed this episode. It's one of the better ones I've seen out of the first 41.
Yeah, I'll give it a 3.
That's generous for you. Do you want to just go roll right into the last one and kind of put a bow tie on this?
Yeah.
All right.
This hurts, folks.
Because it goes from good to not so good real fast.
Yep.
We're bookended by bad episodes today with a decent one in the middle. Episode 42 is called He-Fan, and that's really all you need to know. I knew when I looked at that title that I was not going to like this episode. It's got the writing team of Jim Carlson and Terrence McConnell. And here's what I thought originally when I saw the title. All right, I saw He-Fan, and I immediately thought of the Filmation He-Man episode where there's a young child, a boy, that was a big fan of He-Man.
Yep.
And, you know, followed around, was, you know, stowed away on ships, was places where he shouldn't be, you know, causing complications. And like almost all children that featured in Filmation episodes, they're super annoying and not fun to interact with. So these guys decided to take that exact episode practically and do the same thing, except for instead of having a child that you would think would look up to somebody like He-Man and maybe, you know, be a fan or be obsessed with him or something like that, they turned it into like an old lady.
Wow.
That not only makes it a different type of creepiness. But then they added scenes like the following, where she is showing pictures of He-Man that she has taken on her what can only be compared to like a mobile phone, like a cell phone. She's like scrolling through all these different pictures that she's snapped of He-Man. And then some of the other stuff is like beat for beat like that Filmation episode where she stows away, where, you know, it's like all the same stuff. It's just weird that it's in a not just an adult female, but it's almost like an older adult female. Like, this is like somebody's grandma that like is obsessed with Tom Selleck or something like that.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't know. This episode was just weird to me, and I didn't like it because the stuff that, first of all, it's way too much like one of those other episodes, and the stuff that they changed it for the like the worse. Like, it did, the ways they changed it made it more weird, made it more creepy, made it less logical. So I was not a fan.
Yeah, I'm not a fan either at all.
I'm not a He fan.
No. I'm a She Raver.
Not a fan of He fan.
No.
Usually I'm not a fan of these. And I'm not saying teams cannot write good episodes. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying when it comes to our experiences reviewing all the different He-Man episodes in the various series, so far there's not been a ton of good ones where there's more than one writer credited.
Yeah, no.
So this one gets a one for me.
Half point.
Not a good way to end this one, but we are through 42 episodes.
Yes, we are through 42 episodes.
So we got that going for us.
Yeah. I guess. There's still 20-something left.
Yep.
Oh, God. This is just painful.
It is painful, but we're watching them, so you don't have to.
There you go.
Or so you can, and then suffer with us, I guess.
Exactly. We're talking to you, Tim.
And Tim deserves an award.
No, he really doesn't, because he's slacked off. He hasn't commented on every single episode yet.
Well, that's okay. I forgive that, because he has been watching along with us from time to time. And there's been a couple other fans that are anticipating these episodes coming out, and I appreciate them bearing with us as we make our way to the 2000 series.
Yes,
because that's really all anybody wants, is for us to get to that series.
That's all I want. Like, I would be fine to just cut out the rest of this show. Like, just blank it out.
I would, like, we'll talk off air.
Yeah.
But.
I think that's going to do it for episode 96, folks. As we said in the beginning, this was a re-record, and I had asked you when I was looking for that file, I'm like, when the hell did we record this? You're like, I don't know, sometime in December before or after your wedding of 2017.
Yeah, it's literally almost a year ago we recorded this.
Yeah, it was like, we recorded it that long because we've been pre-recording these folks so we can give them to you, so it gives me time to edit them and everything else and all this and all that. And
so that means you're about to get a barrage of episodes.
Yeah, pretty much. You'll at least get through episode 100 this year. 100 might be the final episode of 2018 because we now have to get through 101 to 108, which 108 is the very, like, that recap show, it's good. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be 10 minutes. That's it.
And we do apologize. This episode would have been longer if we had done it originally. And the weird thing is not only does Mike record, but I record as well. And I even went back through my files, and for some reason, I don't have this episode either. I have, like, ones before it, and I have ones after it. But this episode was lost to the void. I don't know.
Yep.
But now the abbreviated version is back. We can continue to say that we've recorded an episode and reviewed every episode all the way through. We have a little bit longer to go. And then, thank God, we'll get to something good.
Exactly. I would like to bring up, before we get out of here, supposedly Mattel is going to be coming out with their own studio thing so they can do more films. I saw a news article about that. The new She-Ra, like, okay, so the only problem I have with the new Netflix She-Ra thing is the title of the show, She-Ra and the Princess of Power. That's the title of the new She-Ra series on Netflix. I saw the preview, I saw the first trailer that they put out. I'll try to link it if I can in the post. I don't know if I'll be able to. I should be able to. I'll find it on YouTube somewhere. It looks cool, it looks good. up until, I don't know if you've seen this.
I've seen, I don't think I've seen the actual trailer yet, but I've seen a lot of the other promo stuff for it and whatnot. So I got to make a plea to the people though.
Yes.
The fans of the Powers of Grayskull, the fans that have stuck with us through the Filmation era.
We are ending this at 125 episodes.
You guys
got
to put some pressure on Mike for us to review the Netflix series.
There
put
has to be an ending point. There has to be an ending point.
Put
We've been doing this for
Mike,
six.
Guys.
We've been doing this for six fucking years.
Tell them that you want to hear us talk about the She-Ra Netflix series.
No.
All right.
If
that's
we
my,
do,
that's my point.
If we do, it'll be one episode for the entire first season, not this episode by episode bullshit.
Put some pressure on him, guys.
No, not gonna. You know how stubborn I am. Come on now, you, Kevin. It's not going to happen.
I'll do it by myself.
Yeah. Well, you can go ahead and do that then, because stuff has to have an ending point. We've been doing this for 6 years. We set out, it's going to be all four shows. This is before the She-Ra Netflix thing, whatever. It's going to be all four shows. We're going to have 125 episodes, one big long journey.
I'm just a completist.
It.
I'm a completist.
Well,
there's another series out there. We got to cover it.
No, not episode by episode. I refuse.
No, in like three or five episode chunks.
No, one episode per season of the Netflix show.
Guys, put some pressure on him. I'll keep working on him behind the scenes.
Not going to happen.
I'm going to boot you out. Take Tim.
Right. With the way that your life is right now, you don't have time for nothing.
I'll record it while I drive to work.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Say that as soon as March hits and you're sucked up into all that basketball stuff with March Madness. Disappear for like a month and a half.
Record episodes while I drive.
Oh God, don't do that. Please
you
don't
do that.
You guys
can witness my death on the air.
Don't podcast and drive.
Is that a law? I don't think so.
It should be.
Hey, so visit the website.
GeekCastRadio.com. You can find us on Twitter at GeekCastRadio, at Power of Grayskull. What is your Twitter, sir?
At Optimus Solo. Remember, I'm the one that did not say anything about Bert and Ernie.
Look,
what's your Twitter?
It's edutainment, damn it.
What's your Twitter?
Anyway, TFG and Mike.
That's where you direct those comments.
Exactly. Tune in next time to hear us say whatever the hell we're going to say in episode 97, because we recorded that again like 2.5-3 months ago, and I don't even know what the
hell
we
said. It's episode 43, The Dream Zone, episode 44, Brain Drain, and episode 45, You're in the Army Now.
Oh, so that's the Pauly Shore episode. Okay, I remember that now. All right. By the power and for the honor and the magic and the whatever, we will catch you next time.